From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Rescue efforts are continuing this Saturday in southern Mexico after a massive earthquake struck late Thursday, killing at least 61 people. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto says that the quake was bigger than a 1985 quake that killed thousands. This one struck off Mexico's southern Pacific coast and triggered a 1-meter-high tsunami, but there were no immediate reports of tsunami damage. Hurricane Irma has made landfall in Cuba as a Category 5 storm on its way to the U.S. state of Florida. Official warning millions of people that time is running out to evacuate after the storm killed at least 22 people in the Caribbean and caused catastrophic damage. Mark DeMaria is with the U.S. National Hurricane Center.
Because it's a large storm, we expect the conditions to last in South Florida for 24 to 36 hours. We also have to take into consideration that we expect this to remain a hurricane well up the coast and even into central and northern Florida into Monday time frame. And then further up, we expect this to be a possible rainfall threat into southeast U.S.
And behind Irma is Hurricane Jose with similar strong winds of 250 kilometers per hour following the same route. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley is reminding Myanmar, while Washington supports the fight against violence in northwestern Rakhine State, humanitarian aid must reach those in need. Rohingya insurgents have carried out attacks to bring attention to their persecution. Clashes have killed at least 400 people and triggered the latest exodus of villagers to Bangladesh. This is VOA.